Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Vance.
There we go.
So
okay.
Happy to be here this early spring morning.
And you're joining us from Louisiana today.
I am. New Orleans. I sure
okay.
am.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you take it over because I don't need to add lots of extra highway noise on the interstate, and I'll get in a quiet spot here in a few minutes, but you really don't need much of an introduction. I want you, for the sake of people who've never met you, have never heard you speak on one of the many glorious stages that NECN provides for us, just tell your story. And then we'll get into some other stuff. But I want you to start by just bring us up to speed.
You know, this May, it'll be 26 years I'm in NECN. And, you know, it gave me back my life. And I just love what we do and how we do. And, you know, I am a Royal Diamond in NECN. And it just means that I've talked to way more people than some, and I've done some due diligence about when and where to, you know, what do you call it? Amp it up. Amp it up and have someone go silver or build your team and connect people. But really the gift that I find NECN is that I suffered with a bad back for 4.5 years and after the birth of my second child. And I was kind of told, live with it, or we can do surgery. And I'm sitting there holding this infant going, you're not going to operate on my back right now. You know, that's not going to happen. So fortunate for me, I did not do any of what they wanted me to do. And NECN came along, and within 3.5 days of wearing a, you know, Magflex on my back, I woke up, I stood up, and I just, there was no more old Uncle Joe moving kind of slow at the junction getting out of bed. You know, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm here. I'm up. I'm able. And it was just, you know, life giving for me and tremendous. And I just, I told my business partner at the time, I said, you know, you've got to go figure out how to do this business because I'm going to sell a lot of these things because I just knew so many people that worked at the time. Vance, I did medical billing. I had those small children and, you know, young children and wanting to get to their games or their performances or, you know, whatever. And you want to have that flexible time. So the gifts that NECN gave me was one, flexible time to be there for my kids whenever I wanted to be there with them. And then the way to build was as you go along, right, in life, you can share with people at the soccer field, you can share with people, you know, and connect with people along the way. And I have grown so much in NECN and learning, you know, what to do, how to do. And I wouldn't say I'm an expert salesperson. I think we become expert sharers and connectors. We connect people to other people that have like-minded things, and we see if we can help them naturally. And I think that once we educate people and get them informed about what we have, it becomes a gift to share with others. The other thing, I'm sitting here in New Orleans, and this is where this is my birthplace. This is where I'm from originally. And I remember, and I wanted to share this, Vance, because there's a different angle of the business that I think people forget. And we talk about the back burner in ways that, you know, oh, well, yeah, you can park NECN if you want, and you can pick it back up at any time and such. But what's amazing is when I was here, and it's been, oh, you know, now like 15 years since my dad passed away, the ability to drop everything, fly to New Orleans, because I was living in Florida, drop everything, fly to New Orleans, and stay here for almost 3 weeks, not concerned about my business, not concerned about, you know, what's going on. Other people were picking up the bootstraps and helping me out. It was just tremendous to know that come the 15th of the month, I was going to get that check and I was going to be able to pay the mortgage and pay the things and, you know, handle my staple bills, even though I was not home. And that's tremendous. That's a tremendous gift that NECAN gives us, that we can build an organization, we can build people like-minded, health-oriented, you know, helping people naturally not be on so many medications and not have all these things and not possibly hurt as bad and have their energy. I have more energy and vitality now. I'm 63 than I did in my 30s. And that's, you know, that's amazing that I'm, you know, getting ready to go walk the dogs out on the avenue and just go play and have fun with my family. And I don't hurt. And it's interesting, Vance, because I like to share. I'm not going to be cured from what I have. I just have figured out a way to maintain the not hurt. And that's amazing. That's really
a
gift that he
and Barbara, give. Barbara, I want to interrupt here because you said so many things so fast. And my brain hits on certain things. The 26 years, okay, my brain keyed in on that. Because Stacy and I have been married 26 years. We will be celebrating. But what if I can look at a quarter century, so a quarter century plus one, you've been in NECAN. April 1st, on April Fool's Day for us, and this is not about Vance and Stacy's story, but it parallels with what you're talking about. On April 1st, we will be 25 years that we've been in our NECAN home. And it is a NECAN home because NECAN helped us buy it, and you talked about the mortgage and being able to live a life that other people only dream of and not worry about when the check's going to come on the 15th, because it always comes. Yours has been coming for 26 years. But I want to go back to something you said right at the very, very beginning, because my parents, who just turned 80, now both of them, and Dad and Mom were both 50, half a century, when they discovered NECAN. I thought it was midlife crisis, their experience, because they got so excited, like you, and Dad wanted to tell everybody. He wanted to tell all of his construction buddies of how great this back magnet was. And through a lot of learning and education, he had to reteach himself that they didn't care about that. All these construction guys, they just will pop more pills. They'll go get surgery because somebody else is going to pay for it, you know, blah, blah, blah. He had to get a different vision for it. So when you talk about helping lots of people, and you can't help them all, we obviously know that, and we can't heal them all, because you said that too, but we can help people, not hurt. What are you, looking back over 26 years, I'm sure there's people that stand out to you that, is there one, besides yourself, I want you to talk about somebody that you've helped, not hurt. Is there one that stands out to you that, if nothing else, even if you didn't receive help, being able to help that person?
I was connecting with a friend. You know, we're moving across the country to California, and everyone's coming our way, and we're going the opposite way, and don't ask. And it's a great adventure. but what I want to say is, so in connecting with my old good friend, and we laughed how we can always just pick up the ball and continue talking and connecting. NECAN has always been on the forefront of many things. And there was a time when they were granting wellness homes to people in need. And I wrote a letter in for her daughter who has, now she's one of six people in the country that, at least this was like 10 years ago. So let's say one of 10 people that has actually had has a titanium scapula in her back. So her whole shoulder is kind of made. That wing, as you like, I like to call it, the wing of an arm is titanium for her. And it, I don't know if anybody else has any metal in their body or different parts in their body, but they seem to carry temperature differently. And, all right, this is going to be way too much information, Vance, but I'm going to tell it anyway. I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I've had surgeries. Well, they seem to carry warmth longer or cold longer. And so the far infrared material is tremendous on either metal or those foreign objects that you have in your bodies. And so those, the vest, we had the vest back then, and she just slept it. She just kept it on all the time. Now she has a disabled son. So it was actually her and her son that I was able to get granted the wellness home to them. And so the water and the air, and he was going to have a 15-hour something back surgery. I mean, it was a really bad S-curve in his spine, and it was he was only 8 years old. So we took something like, five-hour, I'm talking about the body energizer. So what would we say? We put that under his bed for a while he was recovering, but also on a towel over the bed. So anybody who has the Kinko Touch, you know, you could put one on either side of you. You could put one up above you. And I think of it as Darth Vader with a beam coming out of it, because that pulse is going to go through you and through your whole body to the other side, unless you have titanium, hence the going under some days and then on top of him on other days. But, you know, that's the beauty of NECAN, is that this is natural things that the hospital is letting me do with this young boy, alongside, you know, the having the water bottle and spritzing and, you know, different things like that. You got me on a whole different angle of where I was headed, but that's okay.
Well, and I apologize. I did that on purpose because I wanted to see if you were in your A game. No, because I want to remind everybody, because you're going to, you hear things like body energizers, and all of a sudden people are Googling, they're going on eBay, they're going on Craigslist, they're running down to, Goodwill to try and find this product. We're like, no. Folks, don't get caught up on something that was in the past. Let's focus on what Barbara just said, the Kinko Touch. NECAN has it in the warehouse. Commissions will be paid next week. I mean, so let's focus on what we have, not on the have-nots.
Well, and you can take the queen, the comforter, or the, who was it, Sandra, that took the cocoon and cut holes in it and made like a pajama coat with it, you know, just to get the ceramics on our backs and our, you know, neck. And so, you know, there are just ways to get these things in the areas of where we need it, because it's so soothing and healing that it's tremendous.
Right. And that's the thing. So we often forget how great these technologies are until we're without. And then we go, wait a second, my body got used to that wellness home environment. How do I take that on the go if I want to be on the go? Or in that wellness home, how do we get that soothing effect?
Daytime products, Vance, because the nighttime, you're sleeping, and I know we call the cocoon is a a sleeping bag, but I like to call the sleep system a cocoon, because it's underneath you, on top of you, under your neck, around, and I always end up, I just love to have someone have the sleep mask, the couples have a sleep mask, because I think that just completes and helps the brain think of nothing at that moment, you know, so that you can get that optimum sleep. And if we can get optimum sleep and get into that deep state of sleep a lot longer, quicker, faster, then we're going to have that youth. We're going to have that energy, that vitality, that mending that we all strive for as we are aging. We don't need to get old, you know. So that cocoon, that enveloping of these energies all night long, a third of your life, right, or even a half of your life, really, if you think about it, is in that bed. So that's one. But then you wake up, you've got to have a few things on you. Why? Because we live in society. We're not on, you know, we're not walking the earth without shoes and things and steel frame buildings and, you know, rebar, you know, whatever is around us. And then now Wi-Fi and, you know, all the, I still have to think of it as radio waves so I can remember the little, you know, diagrams in school and you see the little wave and the different waves and the frequencies coming through. You know, I can't help but feel that our power bands, I have two around my ankles right now. I had foot surgery, I'm fine, but I just got used to having it on my ankle and I keep it there. It's like it's kind of fortifying me, right? It's giving me that extra energy and boost. Well, if I have one around my neck and I've got my back magnet on my back, I'm kind of, my energies are enhanced. So my little field, my energy field around my body is strong and vibrant and, you know, those sound waves are just coming in and just kind of binging right off of me. They're not scrambling me. They're not messing with my brain or, you know, taking my energy away because I've protected myself in a way that I feel we are now bombarded with other, you know, electricity or things that, you know, in Florida we have these high-rise condos. And I asked this lady the other day and I said, well, and she just told me that some days she's just so disoriented and so, you know, not together. And I said, well, what floor do you live on? And she's like, I live on the 23rd floor. And I'm like, Hail Mary, you're so far away from Earth energy. And if you haven't been out, because COVID, right, all these things going on, and you haven't been out of your place in 3 days, you need to get outside. You need to get, we need to bring nature inside to you, right? The air systems that we have that fortifies our air and enhances our air for us. All these things that we have that we, you know, lactoferrin. Oh my goodness. When I travel, it's two a day minimum and I don't get sick. You know, there's the greenzymes, the baby barley that feeds you at a cellular level. Oh, Vance, you just got me going. Water, my water.
I know. Hey, and Barbara,
he
felt
it in my car.
I got you all riled up, and I'm sitting here in what's called a designated green space, and it's called a designated green space because there's high voltage power lines that run right through this corridor, and I'm watching a dad and a son throw a baseball back and forth in the designated green space. And it's beautiful. It's gorgeous, but it's the high voltage power lines that prohibit people from building or living. And there's a reason for that. Barbara, I want to switch gears entirely because what you just said and shared is so powerful because we can, and I'm going to write about this next week, and some of you think I'm going political, but I'm not. We can become Poland. And what I mean by that is simply this. Think about it. History is teaching us that we can be Poland and we can be prepared so we don't have to panic. And what I mean by that is what Barbara has just shared. We can create a environment, a sanctuary of wellness, but it's so much more than just physical. And Barbara, would you mind sharing with us?
Well, it's like feeding your body.
Well, hang on. Let me. Yeah, I know, but I don't want to just talk about the physical. The five pillars of wellness is so much more than just that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we've got an event that comes up. and we've got one coming up April 9th. So now I've dated our conversation, but how powerful is a 4-hour humans being more experience on a Saturday when we should have, you know, let our guard down, we should be able to relax, and it's in our own homes, so we don't have to worry about any mandates or non-mandates. We can be totally relaxed in our homes for 4 hours, and it feels like about 40 minutes, if that, because it goes so fast, because Jeff is so good. How important, looking back over 26 years, is a humans being more
experienced? I'm looking at a life cycle plan that I did on 11/20/13. And I have that I'm Royal Ambassador, Nikan North America. It's when we had the Superman shirts come out. I'll have to send you the picture of it. Maybe you can put it in your email. Anyway, we're at the convention, and I had a beautiful jacket on that zipped, and I unzipped it, and I had the Superman logo underneath. It was just a riot. But the reason I'm sharing about my life cycle plan is that I'm here in New Orleans in a brand new I'm in an Airbnb, but what I came in is a beautiful 24-foot RV that I'm driving across the country in. And it's not totally in this life cycle plan, but an RV is in this life cycle plan, and I've been dreaming it for a long time to take my time to go across the country, to have my animals with me, and do that. And so I've got this laminated. I've got so many things on it that I've seen that I've done and accomplished. But if we don't take time to visualize and plan and really look who, just you, even though you're in a relationship or what is it that I aspire to be, do, have? What is that that I dream for and want to accomplish? Because if we don't take the time to plan that and really visualize where we are in the next 3 to 5 years, then you're just going to keep doing the same old, same old, same old, and you'll be what we used to say, hurting in the back pocket where the wallet is, paycheck to paycheck, and not having the dreams. I remember Vance stopped dreaming when I had my small kids, and I'm sitting there in my marriage, and I'm just going, Nikan came in, and I had to do some due diligence to find my dreams. I had lost me along the way, and humans being more, and Nikan gave me back who I am and what I aspire and the contribution that I can make and help with other people, made me a better person and along the way helping other people not to hurt and have the freedom to do, be, have what they want in their life. Nikan may not be it, the thing you want to do with your life, but it is the catalyst that will get you to do the things that you want in your life. Brody can't be a concert pianist, right? Nikan gave him the opportunity to do what he wants to do along the way and be a concert pianist. Right? And a father and all that he has. He's got so many children.
But look at what he's done now. And I remember reading an email that he sent a couple weeks ago. And he said, hey, I'm not going to do the call today because we've got a family competition and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I haven't even spoken with Brody in over a year. And I know what he's doing for the next generation. His kids, he and Peggy, are doing. They're living their best life now, and their kids are living their best life now. And for a farm boy, if I can call him that, he was really, really messed up physically and mentally and financially prior to discovering Nikan. And that's all we're doing, Barbara. That's all I hear you're doing. We discover it, we live it, we share it. And back to those 6 words, I keep saying it's printed on the side of every box that our family gets every month when our auto ship arrives, our wellness subscription. And It's just so much fun. I'm in this designated green space here, and I'm not going to digress. Don't worry, Gary. Gary Akavinko sends me a text and says, Vance, you're digressing again. No, I'm watching this squirrel hop from tree to tree to tree to tree in this designated green space, and he's living his best life because he's the only squirrel that I've seen. He's literally flying. He's Superman, like that shirt you were talking about, and I do want that picture, by the way. Barbara, let's wrap up our time this morning with I think you gave a good commercial for humans being more. So if those of us who haven't gone on the website yet and seen that our best product available in those 12 categories is in the lower right hand corner, and I did this a couple weeks ago, and I think she's listening now to a newer consultant of ours, and I said, hey, our best product is the lower right hand corner. It's look at the price, look at the date, register, please.
Oh, this now, Vance, you were going to talk about the call as well. Don't forget that.
Well, we can cover that later. But for you, this is our best product. You know, Dennis Williams, the gentleman that introduced our family 29 years ago, he says the business opportunity is the best product. And I would disagree. I would say humans being more is our best product because.
Well, but the business.
I know how much it changes lives.
But because people commit to the business, they're committing to themselves. And
exactly.
And it's not a customer that's going to do humans. Well, a customer could do humans being more. And that's a fact. But. Hold on, I'm sending you this now because that way I
can get it. Well, Barbara, see, and I would disagree with you because not the last time I did Humans Being More, but two times ago, the gal that I got to be a partner with, this was in person up in Tacoma, she was not a Nikon for the business. She was a wholesale customer. And what she got out of that experience at the end, she shared with me, she said, this is going to change the relationship I have with my estranged son. He's been in and out of drug rehabs, and I know I've got the tools now that I need to go forward with my life, regardless what he chooses to do with his. Because he had kept her trapped, saying, well, you've got to help me. You've got to be, and it's the addictive life. And I don't want to go into all that, but that's the power of an experience. Barbara, you also talked about having a vision.
I think it's,
you know, a vision.
I think it's both and. My new thing in this year, it's not either or, it's both and. You know, you can do this and that. It's not either or. It's both and let's figure out how to have it all work. And I think that that's the beauty of it because I didn't set out to do Nikon as a business. I set out to get healthy and vibrant. And once I stopped hurting, you couldn't stop me from sharing. And people knew how bad my back was. Many times I'd get out of the car and I'd be stuck, Vance, in an L shape, bent over. And people are uncomfortable because you're stuck, right? So what do? You bend your knees so you're at least looking at them straight up. But I was stuck in the chair position out of my car.
And they come over and they do that stupid, what I call stupid. They pat you on your back. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And you're like, get your hand off my back. Can't you see I'm hurting? You know, you're not helping me. That's called sympathy, whereas empathy will say to somebody, hey, you look like you're hurting. Can I help you? You should wear what I'm wearing. And you whip out this MagFlex, and they look at you and say, where'd you get that? I say, well, I wear it every day. You can use it while we're here, but you really should go ahead and order your own. Well, where do I get that?
Yeah. Oh, most people want mine, and I'm like, this is gold.
No.
This is priceless.
Yeah, no.
You're on a plane, and you only have one MagFlex? that's priceless. You know, it's all relative.
No, you, yeah.
But
you can loan yours out.
I'm getting it when I get off that plane.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. I remember Doug Braun. He used to carry extra ones with him when he was on a plane. This is the whatever his title was, the VP of Nikken or, you know, whatever. And he would give it to people and say, but you should really order your own. I'll give you this one as a gift. But, and we can do that too. If you want to give Nikken products away, you can. But Barbara, there's so much more we could talk about, but you mentioned the word vision, and there's a great resource out there. If folks, if you've never read it, I'm not promoting anything that I wrote because I didn't write the book, but it's called Visioneering. And it's a book by Andy Stanley. It was written probably 12, 15 years ago. It's life-changing. If you're looking for a good read, and it's a very easy read. He is a pastor in northern Atlanta. His dad's name is John. Is it John? It doesn't matter. But the title of the book is called Visioneering. And it's not churchy. It's just awesome. It'll teach you about how to have a vision like Barbara has. Barbara, one other thought. We hit on that. Let's see. We covered that. I'm trying to make sure. I had a mental list. And then the squirrel
caused
me to die.
Well, I guess I want to share that, you know, now that there's Zooms and things around, mine on the card doesn't say Thursdays, but it's Thursday mornings. So I guess for you it would be it's Eastern time at 11. So, and it's all sharing, but when you get on and you hear other people share, one, it triggers ideas of who to share and who to call and who to talk with, but it also gives you different avenues of how to use some of these technologies that we have in ways that you may not have thought of. You know, and that's the great way when you do the sharing, and that's on the Nikken, now the Nikken Connect, saying the wrong word, but
you're fine. You're fine. I think the key is again those six words. It's the share. We can't build a business unless we share. We can't grow ourselves unless we share. If we all become, and there's nothing against this. I have some dear friends. I was with them this week. They're Franciscan sisters, and they're hilarious. They don't live in a monastery. They live in a beautiful home that's 100 years old and on a beautiful piece of property, but they all teach at a school, Central Catholic School in Portland, Oregon. They all share, or they teach at the Earth School. They all share. They're not recluses. They're not hermits. So we really do need to share. Barbara Bertucci has been our guest. And if you don't have the video, it's on YouTube. It's so easy to find.
Don't get me in trouble
morning.
Now.
No, I won't. YouTube's not going to pull it. Nikken's not going to pull it because it's not that offensive to their legal standards. But all you got to do is type in Barbara Bertucci, B-E-R-T-U-C-C-I. You spell it because I'm going to misspell it here.
B as in boy, E-R-T-U-C-C-I like cat. CCI. And I just really wanted to show people that I got my life back with Nikken. I have these kangaroo jumps that, you know, I think Herb Rapp was the one that got me jumping on a trampoline, and the trampoline tones your whole body. But if you want to go out in the world and do, because I couldn't run, but I could run in those because I wasn't having the friction on my back, on my spine. So, anyway, I'm doing that in the video, and oh my goodness!
It's a great
and
it's
that
a
is
great
me
video.
On the jet ski, spinning around.
Yep, and it's worth sharing, and it's priceless. It's priceless. It's timeless because we still
it's
have
about
all
5 minutes.
Things.
It's 5 minutes long, and now people go, "God, that's so long."
It is. All these YouTubers today, if it's more than 5 seconds, it's too long. It's too long. It's just too long. So, Barbara, thank you so much. You light up my day, even though I've got beautiful, abundant sunshine, and now I get to go watch a tournament, you know, or club volleyball all day, and I get to be indoors
well, Vince,
all day.
Thank you for your commitment to do this every Saturday morning, no matter what. your commitment to the tribe, to NECAN, to the platform is tremendous to help people get their story out there, to connect people in ways that they've never had before, and to have this tool and all your library is tremendous. So thank you for all you do.
Well,
you're amazing.
And by the way, let me make two quick announcements so they get on the recording here. Speaking of library, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. I had somebody make fun of me yesterday. They said, Vance, there's this great website. And I'm like, that's my website. Okay, I pay for that domain. It's mine. But Steve Crowfoot gets the recordings up in a timely fashion, and we'll get Barb's picture up there. We'll get that video up there. Randy Rolfe was our guest last week, and oh my goodness gracious, was she beautiful in so many different ways. So you want to catch that attorney, nutritionist, unbelievable interview. And then next Saturday, here's my last quick announcement. Next Saturday, Auntie Ann, okay? Auntie Ann will be with us. And this is, I haven't watched the video yet. It came last night. I didn't get a chance because I was doing too many things. She is just a few days post-surgery, and I won't tell you what kind of surgery. I'll let her share her story. But if you know anybody who's ever had a surgery for anything and goes through it without NECAN products, I feel for them. Okay? And Auntie Ann, who's in her 70s, she is a competitive water and snow skier, and I'll make sure you because anyway, she's going to share her story next Saturday. So you if you know somebody who's, you know, maybe 60 plus and still wants to live life to the fullest, just invite them to listen to Auntie Ann, okay? But she'll be with us next Saturday. So thank you again, Barb. I appreciate it more than you'll ever know. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Vance. Appreciate you.
No. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks again to our guest, and we look forward to catching you again next Saturday. It'll be here before you know it. So for now.